there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. Last Saturday, we honored International Women's Day, and a few weeks back, we celebrated National Women and Girls in Sports Day. So my episode today is perfectly timed. Maya M. from Minnesota is a first year at Georgetown and a member of the track and field team. During a gap year before starting college, she traveled to Tanzania and launched a special organization called Girls Run Global, which empowers girls and equips them with the skills they need to succeed through the sport of running. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Maya. And she is going to tell us all about this wonderful nonprofit she started called Girls Run Global. Hey, Maya, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining me. I actually read about Maya in People magazine. She was voted sort of girls who are changing the world. And I was like, well, that is someone that I want to talk to. So why don't you introduce yourself a little bit more, how old you are, where you go to school, what grade you're in, what year you're in college, where you're from. Tell us all about Girls Run Global and how this all got started for you.
Absolutely. Well, I'm Maya. I'm from Minnesota, but I currently go to school at Georgetown in Washington, D.C. It's my first year there, and I'm also on the track and cross country teams. I'm really grateful for the chance to talk a little bit more about Girls Run Global, which is sort of emerged as a passion project of mine, but then has developed into something that I'm really proud of and have big goals for. So, I guess I'll jump right in. I actually took a gap year before coming to Georgetown. And so one of the things that I did with my time during that year after graduating high school was start a nonprofit. And it started more as an idea of, like, I don't know, I was maybe going to travel in Tanzania, and because I had the time, wanted to do something meaningful and was going to bring out some running gear. And then as time went on, it developed into a more comprehensive concept where, like, I started drawing out a logo and building out a website, a backwards process. But I guess, simply put, what we did, the intention and mission of Girls Run Global is to use the sport of running to empower girls, particularly in countries and communities where girls face most significant barriers that might hinder their long-term success. And obviously, as a runner myself, I've experienced the incredible benefits of the sport, and really just, like, what I want to do is be able to translate those benefits and share those with as many girls as possible. And that's where the idea for Girls Run Global sort of emerged. I grew up a soccer player, and, like, from third grade was passionate about gender equality. I watched the women's national team champion for equal pay, and as I grew up, it's just been this through line. And I combined that passion for advocacy and gender, like, working towards a better world for women and girls in general, with my love for running. And that's where Girls Run Global came to be. And we launched our first girls running team in Tanzania last year. So we brought out running shoes, socks, sports bras, things like that, and led a program designed to introduce the girls to sport and start a running team there, like, that sustains itself, but also it targets life skills development. So our goal is not necessarily to turn girls into Olympians per se, but rather just give them the opportunity to use the sport to empower themselves and develop skills that promote success in all areas of life. And it was really successful, and we've now got big goals for this coming year to expand, and plans in the works, and excited to move forward with things.
Amazing. So tell me when you started running. So you said you started playing soccer as a young person, and that's a very big deal. Everybody puts the kids on the soccer field, whether they actually know how to play soccer or not. But how did running get sparked for you? It's not the easiest sport, right? It's tough to get out there and to put the miles in. And obviously you do track and field at a high level because you're doing that at Georgetown, which is incredible. But so when did you start running? And then what do you feel like you get out of this experience of running? Like, what are the skills that you feel like it gives you?
Absolutely. Like, I think it's funny that running is viewed in many cases as a punishment for other sports because, excitingly, again, it goes to show we opened up this first team in Tanzania to 70 girls, and all 70 girls signed up. So I think, again, it's like two different worlds, and we often take for granted the opportunities that we have and the privilege that we have to even like have the resources to be able to run. But I too was one of the many kids that had a strong dislike for running for most of my life. The reason I got into running was because in eighth grade, I didn't have a soccer team to play on. I was playing up a year. And when they went to high school, I didn't really want to play high school. And as an eighth grader, and I have a twin sister, and she wanted to go out for the cross country team. And I begged her not to, because I'm so competitive that I had told myself that if she went out for cross country, then I had to go out for cross country because I couldn't let her get faster than me. And so, like, at the time, I mean, even the PE mile, like, I would throw a fit about. I really did not like to run, but I was competitive, and my sister dug her heels in and signed up. And so, of course, I did too. And that first race I found successful, and like, I won it, and then I like to win. And I think that's putting it bluntly, but again, like, it's the reality. I still didn't love running. I just liked being good at something, and my middle school ego loved that. But from there, and as I then the next summer met the high school team and the girls and saw the community and just like started putting more work into the sport and seeing how special it was, I of course now have developed a really strong love for it that's unmatched by pretty much anything else. And so, yeah, the rest is sort of history in my own personal journey. But I think, of course, running has changed my life and for the better in so many ways. I mean, if we're talking about skills, I mean, it's boosted my confidence. It's helped me become an advocate for myself and confident in myself. And it's made me work better with my peers and taught me communication skills. It's opened opportunities to obviously like come run collegiately and visit new places and meet new people. And again, as I mentioned earlier, like those skills have helped me in the classroom, like in my academic pursuit. Heck, they've helped me start Girls Run Global. Obviously running is the core of Girls Run Global, but the skills that I needed to turn this idea into a real concept, sports certainly contributed to my development of those. And it was really exciting with our first team. We saw those skills and like successfully transfer over to these girls, where after programming, they 100% of girls said they improved confidence, and 90, I don't know the numbers exactly off my head, 95-97%, something like that, felt more focused and energized in the classroom. So running has changed my life, and I'm hoping that it can have the same positive impact on as many girls as possible. And of course, that's what Girls Run Global aims to make happen.
You mentioned bringing shoes and socks and other things and resources that you needed. Did you do fundraising for those things? Did you find corporate sponsors? Obviously, the corporate sponsor opportunity here is huge, right? There are plenty of sneaker companies, I'm sure, that would love to get behind something like this. The optics on that are particularly good for them right now. But how did you fund that? How did you get that all happening?
Absolutely. Like, I think there are so many shoe brands, but again, at the time back then, we didn't necessarily, it still was this idea. It was an 18-year-old, 19-year-old girl, like, I want to go to Tanzania and do this. And now that we have a proof of concept, I think the great thing about platforms like yours is we are looking for sponsors. So if there's anyone listening and who thinks that they might want to support our initiative, by all means, like, we'd be grateful for any help. In terms of how we did things the first time around, and again, it's looking like we are definitely going back to expand to 64 more girls at the school in Tanzania this summer in May, and then also finalizing two other schools in other countries. So we have a big year ahead, but how we've done it is most of our shoes were collected in kind. Again, I'm from Minnesota, so a lot of the local running stores donated their backlogged inventory. And then we have like a Girls Run Global kit. So that included running shoes, again, mostly from local running stores. So shout out to the Twin Cities running community for that. And then Futures is a sock brand. They donated socks, as well as Go Bros, another sock group based in Minnesota. And then sports bras from Bras for Girls, an amazing nonprofit that donates sports bras. We also brought out backpacks, water bottles, granola bars, things like that. So a lot of those came in kind. And I think the great thing about running is that it is so accessible compared to other sports like hockey, lacrosse, soccer, even. Well, I guess soccer is somewhat accessible as well, but it's not an incredibly expensive sport. You need a pair of shoes, and yes, you need the fundamental foundational things like food security that are often taken for granted. I don't want to knock those, but compared to other sports, it is accessible. And that's why I think that this vision and this, like, sharing this sport can have such a big impact on girls around the world.
Absolutely. I mean, again, you know, you put on a pair of sneakers, you can run any time of the day or night, as long as you're safe, right, in your community. And that's a whole other conversation that we could have. But there is something really beautiful about it, because it's so self-driven, right? And you have a pair of sneakers, can go. That's it, you know, and you can start running and you can start challenging yourself, as opposed to needing to have other people with you and coaches and referees and equipment. So it's this sort of beautiful sport where you know, as long as you have a good pair of shoes, you can do this. And so, I mean, and the fact that you also brought backpacks and bras, and, you know, there are so many elements to this sport, to any sport, that we take for granted here in the United States, right? A water bottle, right? The things that you might need when you're out running in the heat in Tanzania. Well, I don't know, Maya, this is just such a wonderful program, and I'm wishing you the best of luck. It just sounds like you have an exciting year ahead to expand what you have in your current school, and then to go to two additional schools. It's really, really incredible. Can you tell everybody where they can learn more, perhaps donate? I know you're a 501c3, website, social media, all that good stuff.
Yeah, thank you again for having me. And again, any time that I can share a little bit more about our group. We do have big goals and ambitions for the future, and obviously those can't happen without generosity from businesses, individuals, things like that. So our social media is just at Girls Run Global. We're on Instagram right now and working to get a Facebook and other platforms as well. And our website is girlsrunglobal.org. So that's super straightforward. One thing I'll highlight is we do have, and we take small donations, or just, again, monetary donations of any size, but also we have a Support a Girl initiative. So we've estimated $150 covers all programming and gear expenses for a girl to go through our program. And with an $150 donation, we'll pair you with a girl, and then they'll write you a handwritten thank you note, and you'll get to see where your money went and learn more about her dreams, goals, things like that. So that's one thing that I'll flag right there.
It's a fantastic idea, because it gives people this opportunity to make almost like a personal connection with one of the girls in the program. I think that really resonates for people. And again, instead of just randomly giving you some sum of money, to say $150, you will have this one-to-one sort of relationship with this person and know that she will have what she needs to do the program. Like, that's brilliant. That's a really great call.
Mm-hmm. And that's what this is really about. And what the great thing was is, like, forming connections and relationships, especially being fairly close in proximity to age. The girls on our first team were 13 to 19 years old, and I was 19 at the time. And so, like, it's obviously, we come from drastically different backgrounds, but it really is an honor and it's such a special thing to be able to connect with girls from a completely different background and learn about our differences and get to know one another, but also learn about all that we have in common. And at the end of the day, we're all girls with big dreams and big ambitions for the future. And some of us are more privileged to have the opportunity to make those happen. But again, hopefully we can, girls are global in some capacity, big or small, can contribute to making other girls' dreams feel feasible as well.
Absolutely. Well, that's just beautiful, Maya. Thank you so much. That's just a really wonderful sentiment, and it's so, so true. Well, congratulations on doing all of this, and I'm wishing you the best of luck. Have a really safe and wonderful trip in May. And as you expand all of this, I hope you'll come back sometime in the future and tell us how everything is going. I'm wishing you the best of luck. Thank you so much.
I would love to do that. Thank you again for having me.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others. And always, be kind.